With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Judging teachers based on the scores their students earn on tests became the norm under Governor Susana Martinez. But teachers said it was a faulty system. Mary Parr Sanchez, veteran teacher turned union president, agrees.
As a classroom teacher who's been evaluated for 28 years, I just left the classroom and a district. I've been held accountable every year that I've been a classroom teacher, and I was evaluated under the competencies from before and New Mexico Teach. And I can tell you that New Mexico Teach did not help me to grow and learn to be a better teacher. It was very punitive in nature, very inaccurate. You know, when the value-added model, there were statisticians in 2009 and in 2014 who said that that is not a reliable way to evaluate or measure classroom teachers. And yet we implemented a full-on value-added model after that. And really, it was, I think, a system designed to destroy public education. And it's through grit and determination that teachers and education employees are still in there. And it's because they deeply care about students in New Mexico.
Parr Sanchez says the Teach Matrix drove many teachers out of New Mexico's classrooms, leaving 800 vacancies today. The new NEA union president joined others on a task force Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham convened recently. She says members are making progress on recommendations for a new teacher eval system based on feedback from educators themselves instead of one imposed by the Public Education Department. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.